This is my first time reading a story that's not a one-shot, so I'll probably read like two or three chapters. And the story is called Monoma, Mind Versus Reality, by Not Lovely Ackerman. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce stuff. I'm tired. And the chapter is part one, the gossip. One sec, there it. Okay, here's the description. Hey, so I actually like Monoma, and the story sort of explains why he's like how he does, why he does to class 1A. Picture not mine, abuse, mental abuse, cigarettes, alcohol. The gossip. Monoma POV. Oh, wait, you can't even get a little shock without being a dumb brain. Being a dumb dead brain, I smirk, and get dragged away. Can you stop? This is embarrassing, Sen says. Ow, come on, you know it's true, I have to walk away. When I am in the corner, I am in an empty quarter. I slowly fall down. Why did I say that? Why am I like this? Why do I have to be like this? I'm tearing up without me noticing. I know the deep inside. I know why I say this stuff. I want to stop. I really want to, but it's like I can't control it. I was really laughing with this quirk. I don't know why, but I know that I hate my own quirk. It's so dependent on others. Without someone else, I am nothing. I am already nothing. I get up and walk into the toilet. I stare at the mirror. Asshole. I wipe. I make my face wet, hoping the red on my eyes will disappear. Yet, almost. I decide to go to the classroom, sit down at my desk, open my phone. Mom, I'm not home this week. I don't know if there is money or not. Don't really care either. Okay, have fun. I close my phone. And I'm surprised to she even told me. Normally, she never tells me when she goes away. Kendall walks it. Hi, copycat. How are you? She says with a smile. I said, I'm a freaking amazing as always. She asks, sure. I'm quiet for a second. And you? She looks up with a big smile. I'm fine. She talks about a lot of stuff. I just listen. She's cute. Yes, I'm in love. Yes, I have feelings. Well, no one expected that. I know. After lesson, she walks up to me. I'm ready until I'm ready with packing. You can go while I go to the toilet, I say, while packing up books. Okay, see you later. I go to the bathroom and then go to the meeting place of the class. This idiot, he never stops bragging. You know, he's so annoying with that copycat quirk. I'm so sorry, I can't speak. Ugh. And they're talking about me. A tear rolls down my cheek. Monoma, are you okay? What happened? I look up to see Kendo. I push her aside and walk fast away. Kendo, point of view. I see Monoma upset. I'm worried. So fun about him. Monoma, are you okay? He looks up and sees a tear rolling down his cheek. He pushes me aside and walks away. I want to stop until I hear some people talking about it. Well, I'm happy when he's gone out of our classroom. What the hell? I walk angrily to him. What the hell? Why are you saying that? They look at each other and then look at me. Come on, you know it's true. He only brags and laughs with others. Well, maybe he has his own reasons. You don't know why he says that. They all huff and roll their shoulders. Assholes. I walk away angrily. I guess I'll read the next chapter. Part 2, The Trance. It is so good. Kind of POV. I walk away angrily. I search through the school, but I can't find him until I think about that tree we met the first time. It is our spot when something is wrong. I go to him and see Mona staring straight forward at the turn of the street. Mona, are you okay? Stupid, of course he's not okay. Don't listen to them. Like you always say, you're better than them. He shakes his head. What? You're so calm about that. You always talk about them. I don't know why I say that, okay? He jumps up. I don't know why I said that, okay? I don't believe a thing of it. I feel like I always depend on others. My quirk would be useless without others. He falls against the wall and slides down. He put his head between his legs. Sorry, I shouldn't have yelled. I really don't know what to say. It just slips out of my mouth. Wish I knew why. It's silent for a second. Wish he didn't know, but his subconscious does. Maybe he doesn't know it, but his subconscious does. I stand up and look at him. Wait here. She turns away. She turns and runs away. She probably doesn't want to deal with it. Why would she? This is stupid. They are right. After a while, she's kind of running back. She grabs her knees. Wait, breath. I need to. She breathes heavily. Okay, come on. She grabs my wrist and takes me somewhere. Where are we going? She smirks. To someone who can help me. I look confused at her. She starts running harder. She really is fast. After a while, we come into an empty classroom. Almost empty. I see Shinso. Hey, Vi. I stop. That was mean. Oh, he almost said, hey, villain, in case anyone was confused. Sit down. She pushed me into a chair. Okay. Answer his question. I look at Shinso. I trust her, so I do as she says. What is your favorite song? Before I can finish the sentence, I'm in a trance. Why do you say these things? Because I want to hide how weak I feel. I want to hide how depending I am on others and say, and how such a nothing I am. I get out of a trance and feel Kendo's arms around me. His wrist spins in my ear. You are something. You are Monoma, and I love Monoma. You are strong, not weak. You are there for me, and when you aren't, you know you are really sweet and funny. She puts herself off me and looks at me with a smile. Okay, I'm going to read the next part, too. Wait, what? It went to part... Okay, the order said 1, 2, 4, 3. I'm going to go to 3 next. Hopefully that's right. Mona POV. Loves? She loves me? Love? She thinks for a second. I'm sorry. She thinks for a second, pulls herself to me, and kisses me. Guys, we look aside and see Shinso. I forgot he's there. Ow. Yeah, right. Kendo laughs and pulls me up. We should head to class. So we are... Yes. School is out and I go home. I walk in the house, getting comforted by a disgusting smell. Confronted by a disgusting smell. It's alcohol and cigarettes. I go inside. I see that everything is dark. I feel fussed behind me. I turn around. Dad, no, why is he here? Left us years ago. What is he doing here? Well, look who we have here. Oh, God. What is happening? Okay. You stupid woman, get out of my way. I'm 6 years old. My mom protects me behind her arm. Leave him alone. My father smashes mother away and drags me in a room. He starts beating me up. I lay on the floor trying to hold back my tears. As blood drips up my nose. Trying to copy my work one more time and you'll be not as lucky as now. I was just practicing my quirk. End of flashback. Since that moment, the beating got worse day by day. He starts drinking. Apparently, he was dealing drugs and the cops got him one night. Since that moment, Mom had also changed. I think Father changed her. She's a bad person, but now she just has some difficulty showing love. I water my eyes and run upstairs. A bottle of beer passes my head. Sheesh, I hear. I don't look back and run upstairs. I could use his quirk, but I always have difficulty using his quirk. I don't know how that comes. I run in my room and close it. There's no lock, so I try to get the door closed. He's too strong. The door's and the door wide's open. I fly back against a wall. His quirk is pressure. He can give pressure to an object, and not so emotions. Actually, every kind of pressure you can think of, he can create it. Picks me up by my collar. You probably still know the rules from now on. One mistake, and I beat the shit out of you. I won't hold back, understand? I nod and look down. He drops me to the ground. Or drops me on the ground. He walks to the door. He stops in the doorway. Without holding back, I'm not only talking about beating up you. He walks farther. I'm still on the floor trying to hold back my tears. After a while, I go downstairs and clean the house. When I do the last bottle in the container outside, I walk in, clean the table with a wet towel, and I hear behind the fence a shadow behind goes over me. I am hungry, make food. I nod and stand up, still look at the ground. I'm making warm soap. My father comes behind me, and set a tight grip around my shoulders. You are maybe useless, but you are small and weird enough. He became cute. My friends can use that. I water my eyes. My hands are trembling. When you're done with your food, go upstairs and make yourself ready. You have tonight your first client. I nod. Why did they let him free? Why is he back? I'm going to read the next chapter, because why not? Part 4, The Bruises. Monoma POV. When I am done changing, I go downstairs and stop before my father. I look down while he is on the phone. Oh, okay, no problem, can happen. Bye, he looks at me. He grabs my collar. You're lucky he doesn't feel good. Throws me on the stairs. And I go up. I go to my room, happy that the perv is sick. Next morning, I wake up at Saturday morning and I make ready to go outside. I meet up with Kendo in the park. I go downstairs and see my father and Trish sleeping. I silently take my jacket and a scarf. It's snowing outside. I wait in a cafe that also has lots of books. I decide to go inside because I'm freezing. I sit down and start to read Percy Jackson. That's a good story. Those are good books. Wow, what happened? I stare questioningly, what she means to her words just bruise my face. I fell and hit my head against the corner of a wall. She looks at me for a second. Okay, if that is the truth. For the rest of the day, we talk about random things. I get a call from my dad. Pick the phone, come home, I'm hungry. I sigh and let my phone down. Can't your father cook for himself? I can't believe she heard that. Yes, but he wants that we eat together and spend time together. I lie, of course. I make the food and don't need a thing. Bye, Mona. Bye, Cody. I leave, and when I turn around the corner, I start to run. I don't want to be late. I lost my place. I come in and see him asleep again. I start cooking. I hear behind me footsteps. And after a while, he goes away again. I set everything on the table and give him some cola. After I go back to the kitchen and clean everything, when my father's done eating, I clean the table. That's my place again. After that, I go back upstairs and do some homework. I see a big shadow next to me. You forgot a spot to clean. Sorry. He grabs me by the back of my shirt and throws me on the bed. He takes off his belt and starts hitting me with it. After a while, he's done and I'm under the bruises. That doesn't make sense. After a while, I finally find the strength to push myself up. I take a shower and plunge when the water touches the bruises. I slowly lay down in the bed, trying not to hurt myself more than how I already feel. After a while, I finally fell asleep. Next morning, I wake up with pain all over my body for the rest of the day. It was the same as yesterday. From time to time, I got beaten by so-called father. I didn't react on the messages of Kendo. Next morning, I wake up early, so I have time to hide the bruises. I'm in school for the day, everything goes well. No one notices the slight glow of the bruises until we are outside at the tree where we always meet. Hey, she runs over to me. She trips over something and falls against the wall. Right where I'm presses the button, I'll turn down the sprayers. The water comes in my face. After some seconds, she pushes the button again, but I'm already soaked. It's really cold, but that is the least of his worries. Monomo, why are there so many bruises on your face? I'm gonna read the next chapter, because why not? I don't see a chapter 5, so I'm going to chapter 6, because I don't know. Confusion. Monoma POV. I arrive at this guy's house. I step in the house, though it smells nicer than where I live. He leads me to the bedroom right here. He pushes me on the bed and forces me to sit. I can't use my quirk. I'm wearing a necklace that blocks quirks. I hear as he locks it. The room, I stared at my feet. I hear the door getting unlocked. I see a light coming into the room. Wear this. I look up and see a maid dress. No way I'll wear that. This is sorry, but I was watching TikToks and I couldn't get the idea in my head. Come on, put it on. I stare at him, waiting for him to leave the room. If you thought I would give you privacy, you're wrong. He comes close and blows my face and pulls my hair so I face him. Put it on slowly. I slowly change. I'm wearing this dress and mine is marking. Master, what? Call me Master? Master, he smirks again and leaves. Master, he smirks again and leaves. No! Bye. Sorry. Have a good day or evening. I will continue this. Hello, I'm going to continue the story right now, so let's go. I am almost at the door to go outside until I hear heavy footsteps. I turn around slowly. Look at me. Now. Look up and see Master. He has a really angry look on him. I'm so sorry, I'm out of breath. He grabs me by my arm and shoulder really tight. I guess I have to punish you, he says with a low voice. He throws me on the bed and sits on me. He grabs with his hand around my neck and kisses me. I close my eyes tightly. He goes farther until, you know. When he's done, he takes his belt and hits me with it. Get off the dress. You have to take a bath and on. No, I won't give you privacy. I look down and take off the dress. I stand there naked, trying to cover myself with my hands. He grabs my wrists and drags me into the bathroom. I'm so out of breath. He turns on the water and fills the bath. I sit on the cold floor with my knees against my chest. He tilts me and sets me in the bath. He pours water on me. I would enjoy it if he wasn't touching me and I didn't get raped by him just a few minutes ago. After drying myself off, he gives me an oversized pull. Where is the underwear? I won't give you. I blink a couple of times. When I sit on the pull, I see it is way too big. It comes on to my knees. Sit on the bed. I sit down and takes out a rope. Oh, dang. He ties me up. He ties me up on the edge of the bed, but I still cannot. But I still can all around. I don't even know. Soon I fall asleep. I wake up because of a light falling on my face. My body hurts. Everything hurts. My legs are numb. I see the guy coming in. He kisses my cheek and lays down next to me. He grabs me and hugs me like a normal couple would do. Soon he falls asleep. I can't. The feeling of being unsafe is too strong. After 3 hours, I finally fall asleep. Okay, so I think that's all I'm gonna do for today. So yeah, bye!